adjusted to the altitude yet?
I heard it's called elevation and not altitude. Altitude is, some people are pretty serious about that. I'm getting used to it. It definitely been taking some getting used to it. I felt like my heart was going to explode the first week or so, but getting around out here and running around a little bit is definitely helping out with that.
How about the timing with Peyton, both the work here and also what you did at Duke a few weeks ago?
Yeah, you know, it's a work in progress, but, you know, he's such a good quarterback that it's hard not to, you know, get that timing down pretty quickly with him. He's a hard worker, and if we need some extra time together, we're going to get it in. So I think it's been going well. It went well at Duke, and it's been going well these first couple of days of the mini camp.
Are you still kind of a teacher of the offense to a lot of the guys?
I'm trying to be, yeah. We're still in a learning process, at the beginning of that learning process. So got a lot left to learn, and I'm here to teach. I'm here to help guys out. You know, it's one thing to go look at it in the meeting room, and then it's a whole different thing to take it out in the field and add motions and add a defense they got to worry about with it along with that. So, you know, if guys have a question out in the field, hey, what do we got? I'm there to help for sure.
Oh, we're trying to get used to what the differences are now than what they were. It looks like one thing is that everybody's in constant motion during Coach Kubiak's practice. Is that pretty fair that there's not a lot of downtime, that if you're not doing anything, you better be doing something?
Yeah, 100%. That's been my experience with them. This is my 10th year now with them. We're constantly moving. You know, we won't necessarily practice for 3 hours, but we're going to make the most of that hour and a half, 2 hours of time and move fast at all times and practice fast. Even if we're not in helmets, if we're not in pads, we're still going to be moving fast and learn how to practice that way. So, you know, we're getting the kinks out right now with the tempo and everything. Everyone wants to go fast right now, but, you know, that's the way he works, and I think it works very, very well for as far as, you know, taking care of players, getting that work in, and getting off the field.
How does that translate later? It's obvious that there's a lot of energy here. How does that translate later in the season, too?
You know, I think it keeps us fresh late in the season. Okay. You know, I've been on teams where we practice. We use every minute of OTA time allowed and every minute of training camp time allowed, and that tends to wear you down a little bit. Okay. But, you know, Coop likes to keep guys fresh, and that's part of it, getting in and out.
I think it's replaced the production of like Julius Thomas. I know you can't grow 4 inches. And
stuck where I am right now, yeah.
I think it's going to be like community. I mean, everybody has to do their part kind of thing.
Yeah, you know what? Well, there's one ball to go around. You know, we got a ton of playmakers, and my experience in this offense has been that we're going to spread the ball around to whoever's open, and Peyton's going to do an awesome job of finding that guy. So we're going to keep it balanced, run and pass. And I don't think a lot of guys are worried about, which is a good thing, that we got unselfish guys. It doesn't matter how many catches everyone's guy's going to have. We want to, you know, our main goal is to get a ring on our finger this year. And there's obviously steps. We're taking the first step right now. There's a lot of steps that we've got to accomplish before that. But the unselfishness I've noticed right away, and you know, we're going to spread the ball around, and it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
In terms of the tempo of practice, has that been something that Kubiak has always done going back to when you first came to the league, or has it evolved over the years?
Yes, you know, it's always been like that. You know, it's been adjusted a little bit. You know, his first couple of years we had a young team in Houston, and you know, just trying to get the right guys in there. But once, you know, got the veteran guys around, it was much more, you know, like I said, in and out, hour and a half, 2 hours on the field, you know, getting our good work in and getting off and getting rested. So I think that'll definitely pay off as time goes along and during the season.
How do you like the draft? You pay attention to it?
I pay less and less attention as the years go by. I remember my first couple of years I was watching that thing. That was back when it was just 2 days. So it was a little bit easier maybe for me. And I knew guys back from in school. I think that's what really got me to watch it, is that I had teammates coming out. And but you're always curious about who your team's going to pick and what new teammates you're going to have. So I'm definitely focused on the Broncos draft, not necessarily the draft as a whole.
Broncos draft a tight end, you think?
Do they? Are you asking me if they do?
If they draft a tight end.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's great to have another body and, you know, bring them along and teach them and, hopefully he'll be able to contribute and help us out win.
Does the draft create this – it seems like it's turned these kids into celebrities before they play a down. Do you sense the culture shock when they actually get into the locker room or the practice field that, okay, this is work now, this isn't a hobby, this is – it's a little different than the draft experience?
Well, yeah, hopefully those guys understand that and they have, you know, some good advising and some good agents or know some guys that are in the league that they understand that they got to earn their – earn their right to be on the field and earn their place in the locker room. So I think it's fun for those guys. It's a cool thing, you know. It's a once in a lifetime thing to get drafted. So you got to experience that, and you got to make the most of it and enjoy it. I don't have a problem with that, but then you just hope those guys are focused and locked in when they come to work.
When you were drafted, what was the experience like? Where did you watch it? How did you take it in?
I loved it. I mean, it was really cool. I was at my parents' house back in Naperville, Illinois, and we had some people around on Saturday. It was like, am I going to be a third-round pick, fourth-round pick, fifth-round pick, whatever it's going to be? So it got kind of quiet in the house at the end of that first day. And, I mean, I was just watching, enjoying it. And but everyone, all my family members and friends were kind of, oh, boy, type of thing. But I got a great wake-up Sunday morning. I got a call right away, and I was the first pick of the draft on the second day, so that was a pretty cool experience. I got to see my name get called up there on the podium on TV, so it was a pretty awesome experience. Yeah.
I have to ask you how you like the weather so far.
It's been great. I didn't even mind that little snowstorm we had a couple weekends ago. With my weather background, I love the changing weather, and it's much more bearable than the Houston humidity, so I'm all for it.
Do you get up and kind of check it in the morning to see what the day is going to bring?
Yeah, I usually, if I'm a checkout, I'll check the night before. But I'll check out one of my buddies that I know in the local news and see what they have to say. But it's all football, and I just, we'll adjust the weather out here.